Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Earlier today, I was on 9gag just kind of goofing off while I had some downtime. And I came across a meme that's kind of been around for a while. And on one panel, it says, what women think men want. And it was a picture of like bikini-clad women with inked up and fake, you know, chesticles and the whole nine yards. And on the other side, it says, what men really want. And it was like two nicely dressed, kind of proper but very pretty girls, and it had a lot of upvotes and a lot of likes and a lot of comments. And a lot of the comments were guys saying, like I've said before in other videos, you know, where are all the nice girls? What happened to the nice girls, the girl next door, right? And I came across this article, and it's really interesting. It's by Susan Venker, and she writes a couple of good articles, and she's definitely hard on women when it comes to dating and how they act and how they're how they are in society. And she wrote one called Society's Creating a New Crop of Alpha Women Who Are Unable to Love. And I read through it, and we'll read through it here in a second. But what I found so fascinating is when you think about it, when I think about the girls next door that we used to like, it's really not so much the girls next door. It's when women were feminine. When women, and I don't mean like on the cover on my thumbnail here, you've got a muscular girl. I don't mean when girls work out and are healthy and that kind of thing. It's not what I'm talking about when I talk about that they become kind of alpha and they're not feminine anymore. It's that women today growing up have been told, A, you go out there and you date and you screw and you do whoever you want to. And because the guys do it, so you should too. And so women get very, I guess you'd call it almost aggressive, or they get very entitled and they get very, I deserve, right? Which is very alpha. That's very a very dominant position. And men don't like that. It's not attractive. And then you look on dating profiles and it says, here, there's a grocery list of here's what I want from you. Or if they don't have the grocery list, they have, I'm big and bold and beautiful and my kids are my world. And if you don't like it, then swipe left and screw you. And it's kind of like, look, you're already starting an argument and we haven't even started talking yet. Like, what's up with the alpha, me strong, me powerful woman, you're weak, I will dominate us. And hey, no man wants that. No man wants that. We want just nice and simple. And the thing of it is, Susan here, she explains it in a video that I'm not going to play, but she described it, let me see if I got my batteries from my mouse here. She describes it like batteries, where if you have a positives and negative sides. And if you put two positives together, it doesn't work. That's two, like, aggressive alpha people. And if you put negatives together, that's two passive people. That doesn't. You have to have positive to negative. You have to have, you know, someone in charge and someone kind of a little bit more laid back. Because otherwise, what happens is when you get home or you're trying to make decisions to do something, someone has to take charge. And traditionally, it's been men. Men usually are the ones driving the vehicle. Men decide where they go on dates. Men decide XYZ. And the women can put in her thoughts on it. And many times the guy will do what she even asks, but it's an ask, or, you know, I'd really like, or it's a softer side of it where now women just seem to be like bulldogs, where it's like, it's my way or the highway and get out. No guy wants that, because we either have to take the passive role, which women don't like because they hate passive men. They hate the nice guys, or we continue to try to be dominant and try to force her to be passive, which then we're being, you know, patriarchy, all this other stuff. And it's just not working. And I think that's maybe what's made, I think this is one of the things that took me out of dating, is because I don't want the arguments. I don't want the fight. I don't want the struggle. I just want, can I just ask you out? You say yes. We go get a coffee. We have a good conversation and we ease into things. Why has everything got to be a challenge and a, you know, a competition? And it's just never easy. So let's get recording on this here and we will talk about it. I'm not going to go deep into the article because we've been here a few minutes, but it says society's creating a new crop of alpha women who are unable to love. This was in 2017, and I think it's only gotten worse with time. Like, I mean, it was bad a couple years ago, but it seems like, I mean, in 2017, I had just gotten, 2016, I'd gotten out of a kind of a little bit of a longer relationship. And in 2017, I quit my job and I said, that's it. I'm backpacking around the world. And off I went for about 14 months. When I came back, or actually when I got to Australia, I noticed it a little bit. But when I came back here to the United States, the dating scene was different. Like in a year and a half, 2 years, Well, actually 3 years since I had been dating before, the whole thing is different. Like, I mean, the attitude, the entitlement, the I deserve, I want, I should get. And I don't know where that's coming from. But she says here, let me scoot down here. Says that despite my mother's allegiance to my father, she never quite mastered wifedom for one reason. She was wholly unyielding. With my mother, everything was a fight. Everything was no unless she determined it was appropriate to say yes. Even if my mother wasn't the one who made the decision possibly couldn't be good. Every so often, she would appear to cede my father's wishes, but only if she happened to agree with him. Doesn't this sound a lot like the dating today? Where my way or the highway, and you don't deserve this, and you should bring all these things to the table, and what do I bring to the table? I bring me. And that's enough. Man, get out of here. Get out of here. It's not even the fact that men do like a bit of a challenge, but it's a little bit of cat and mouse. We want to chase a little bit. We want to think, even if you're not, we want to think that you've got some morals and some character and you don't give yourself away to every guy. I mean, we really do want that, but at least pretend. Like, they don't even pretend anymore. It's, I mean, oh, I'm a super sleut and proud of it, right? Super ho. So, I think that's driving a lot of guys, like including myself, just where it's like, I don't want the battle anymore. It's too much effort. There's not enough juice for the squeeze. Says, let's see here. Every relationship requires a masculine and a feminine energy to thrive. If women want to find peace with men, they must find their feminine. That is where the real power lies. And I don't agree with everything she says, but indeed, my mother was the quintessential alpha wife. An alpha wife micromanages, delegates, and makes the most or even all of the decisions. She is quite simply the boss. Again, what we see from these women with their expectations. Alpha women aren't exactly new, but they're once a rarer breed. Today, they abound. There are several reasons why, but in a large part due to women having to be groomed to be leaders rather than to be wives and for the workplace, basically. They're taught, you know, go take charge. Don't take no from a man, prove to men you're better, so on and so forth. And it all becomes a competition. Simply put, women have become too much like men. They're too competitive, too masculine, too alpha. That may get them ahead at work, but when it comes to love, it will land them in a ditch. Every relationship requires a masculine and feminine energy to drive. If women want to find peace with men, they must find their feminine. That is where the real power lies. Being feminine isn't about being beautiful or svelte, even about wearing high heels, although those things are nice. Being feminine is a state of mind. It's an attitude. And I'll tell you something. Every relationship I've ever had, they don't have to be girly girl. I mean, I've dated a woman that was a CrossFit like fanatic, and she ran ultramarathons. I think I saw her once in a pair of heels for a Christmas party. Other than that, it was in, you know, casual clothes and sweatpants and hair up in a ponytail and a ball cap. I like the simple. So it doesn't have to be all super feminine, but what she didn't do was give me a darn hard time every time I wanted to pick a date or have a conversation about something. Or if I gave my opinion on something and she gave her opinion, if they were different, they were different. Now you have a different opinion. They have to browbeat you and tell you why you're wrong and why you're inferior and why this. It's not a competition, and no guy wants to date in a competition type atmosphere. It's just not fun. Says, in essence, being feminine means being nice. It means being soft instead of hard. And by nice, I don't mean you should become a mouse. That's the narrative the culture sells, but that doesn't make it true. Men love women who are fun and feisty, who know their own mind, but they don't want a woman who tells them what to do. A man named Chuck once wrote on my site, "A strong woman is awesome, but she must be inviting and be able to mesh in an actual relationship, needing to dominate and overpower, and that's a no-go." Jackie Kennedy once said, "There are two kinds of women, those who want power in the world and those who want power in bed." American women have become laser-focused on the former and have rejected the latter. In doing so, they've undermined their own ability to find lasting love. I want to find, let's see, there was a paragraph here that I wanted to read. Okay, here it is. And this will be the last one, and then we'll get on to it. Men are just so much simpler than women. Not simple as in dumb, as often portrayed in the media. Simple in the fact they have far fewer needs than women do. What men want most of all is respect, companionship, and intimacy. If you supply these basics, your husband will do anything for you. Slay the dragon, kill the beast, work 3 jobs, etc. Men will happily do this if and only if they are loved well in return. It's when men are not loved well, the problems arise. And that's the nature of the female, male-female dance. And I'm not going to read any more out of this, but she makes a very simple point. And I've told this time and time and time again to women that are saying, I don't understand men. What's going on with men? How do I understand men? You know, so on and so forth. I make it very simple. If a man wants companionship, and sometimes that companionship for a guy can be, hey, I'm going to go over in that room and play my guitar or listen to some music or get on my computer and play a game or whatever it is. And even just having a companion, a female, like in another room reading a book or watching TV or whatever, just having somebody around is a good feeling. I mean, we all like that. We don't feel alone. Now, dogs are good to kind of help combat that for those of us that have decided to stay single. So do cats and things like that. But the whole point is companionship doesn't have to be we do everything together and we're attached at a hip. For respect, just respect my opinions, respect my thoughts, respect my feelings. And for most relationships that I've had that have worked well, it's like 55-45 or 60-40. Let me take the lead. Let me make the majority of the decisions, or at least the recommendations or the suggestions. And if you really have a strong opinion about it, I listen, I care. If you're kind of like, I don't know, then at least someone's made a choice. And we know this happens as well, because if you look at the dating world, how many times have you said and you guys all that have dated know this one, honey, what do you feel like eating? Oh, I don't know, like anything's fine. Okay, I'm in the mood for tacos. Let's go hit some Mexican. No, I don't really feel like tacos. Well, all right. I had those last week at work. All right. Burger and fries. That sounds odd. Well, no, I don't. Okay, how about this? After five things, you'll go, all right, well, if none of that sounds good, what do you want? I don't know. Anything's fine, really. Right? We've all been through this. So you need someone to take the lead. Because then, as a guy, what I would say is, I said, look, I gave you four options. I'm going to get what I want now. If you see something on the way that you want, we'll stop it and get it for you. And if you can't make up your mind, then, you know, worry about it later. And I have literally gone to a restaurant, gone through the drive-thru, gotten myself a sack of food, and started driving home, and she still couldn't make up her mind. And then it's like, well, let's stop. No, I got to go home. I'm going to eat this while it's hot. You can go, because we've been out 30 minutes goofing around. But that's the energy. Somebody needs to have that energy. It can't be the woman. Because if she has the energy like that, then you are either at each other's throats all the time, or the guy has to go, okay, whatever you want. And then you're a passive, weak guy, and no woman respects that. Well, the problem is the women aren't backing down. And a strong man, a confident guy, is not going to back down. So what is it? It's fights constantly. It's always a power struggle. It's always attitudes. There's never a moment to relax. And then women say, my boyfriend or my man never takes the lead or never initiates. You know why? Because when a guy gets shut down too many times, he doesn't want to initiate anymore. So until women ease off the gas and let guys take control, as long as they're overpowering, what they're going to do is they're going to find guys that want to sleep with them. They're going to find guys that'll casually date them and have a little bit of fun with them. But then when it comes down to really boiling it down to a relationship, guys don't want that. Guys want a feminine, let me take the lead most of the time, let the guy take the lead most of the time. They want a feminine, laid-back girl that just rolls with the punches, that's fun, that supports his decisions, that's his companion, that respects him. And, you know, when it's bedtime, it's fun time. Doesn't have to be every night, but, you know, that is part of the requirements. When you get rid of the respect and you get rid of the intimacy and then the companionship is at best fighting, what's the point? And I think that's why so many men are checking out, because the feminine men are trying and they're maybe getting a little bit of game, but they have to be passive. And a lot of the alpha guys are just saying, look, it's going to be a struggle. It's going to be a fight. You got to get out there and fight for it. But I think the smarter guys just say, nah, I'm just not really that into it. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. As always, if you have, thank you very much. And the best way you can support me is like, comment, share, subscribe. And like only 38% of you are subscribing. Hit that subscribe button, hit that notification button, and support my channel. Go check out some of my old stuff as well. We'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, if the girls are going to continue to be alpha, you really have two choices. Be alpha and get in an argument and have a struggle in every relationship you're with, or drop to being a beta and let her have charge. If you ask me, neither option's an option.